the canonization of the Hebrew scripture. When does the Bible close, so to speak? When does the Old Testament become essentially a work of a certain amount of books and no more? Why are there books left out of the Old Testament from a Jewish perspective, what we call the Apocrypha, the pseudepigrapher? These determinations took place as late as this period that we are describing. In other words, the rabbis not only interpreted the written law, they decided what was the written law in the first place. What books? For example, the book of Esther is part of the canon of the Old Testament, celebrating the holiday of Purim. The book of Maccabees, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on, were left out. Can't explain to you why in this context, but nevertheless, it's a very interesting story. The power of the rabbis in editorializing and deciding what goes in, what goes out, how to shape their new culture. The other issue, of course, for the rabbis was, let's get rid of dissension. Let's create a unitary rabbinic leadership, a normative structure of Judaism which no one will oppose. There were clearly dissensions described within rabbinic literature among various rabbis. It wasn't all peaceful and quiet, like any kind of political setting. And here I'm describing a culture emerging, but there's clearly a political dimension to it. The biggest thorn in the back of the rabbis, of course, were a group calling themselves the Judeo-Christians, who ultimately not only saw Jesus as a messianic figure, but also as the Son of God and so on. In this period of time, when rabbinic Judaism is shaping a kind of uniformity, when it's trying to create a unified image of itself, at this point we see an official statement coming from the rabbis, let's push the Jews out. I will come back to this, push the Christians out, excuse me, and let's separate ourselves. The Christians, of course, are moving in that direction as well. So you see one of the ways in which this rabbinic group establishes its own leadership, its own authenticity, its own legitimacy among its constituency is by removing the Christians from the Jewish synagogue, so to speak. That parting of the way is conventionally described the end of the first century of the Common Era. Historians now have argued that it wasn't so clear, that there are still, as I said, boundary crossings, that the parting of the way is not so official and final. Be that as you define it, nevertheless, it is clear that Judaism and Christianity, or the Christian community and the Jewish community, are separating in some form and shape and trying to define themselves against each other, particularly the Christian community against the Jews, but also the Jews against the Christians. And thus, in this period of time, as you see, what is emerging by the end of the first and second century is the beginning of what we call rabbinic civilization. In other words, we have come from temple to synagogue, we have come from priest to rabbi, and we have created a civilization which is marked in every way by the rabbis and by their rabbinic creativity to lead the community and to define it. Prior to the destruction of the temple, the Pharisees, of course, had contended with all these groups that were opposing their positions. After 70, the rabbinic spokesman will become more and more powerful, will be legitimized by Rome and then later on by the Persian governments, and will assume the exclusive leadership of the Jewish community. Only in the medieval period will we see how certain sectarian groups will emerge. One of them, I'll give you the name of them, we'll talk about them later on, I'm not going to define them right now, called the Karaites, who will emerge to challenge the rabbinic leadership. But in the period I'm describing now, which is pre-Islamic, as you see, it is a story of a rabbinic victory, of a revolution, of a redefinition of Judaism, as radical, as significant as the redefinition of Christianity in the early church. If you see the two again, I'm emphasizing the same thing over again, if you see these two parallel developments side by side, I think you appreciate what is going on within the Jewish community as well as the Christian.